It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
You bet. Mark Melusis in for Nick Costos. Ken Barkley, of course. We're live on the Bet 1430 in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, California, and 105.9 FM HD2, the Bet, Chicago's new home for wagertainment. We're sponsored by Bet Rivers. Deposit $250. You'll receive a $250 match. You can't find better odds at other sportsbooks. It's an absolute no-brainer. This music always puts me in a good mood, and it's always great to chat with Nick Kalikas because he's got a big fight night weekend. A lot of big fights this weekend. Circus Sports, he joins us now. Hey, Nick, Mark Melusis, Ken Barkley with you. Thanks for a couple minutes here on this Friday night.
Hey, thanks for having me back on. Excited to be here. Like you said, huge fight weekend ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just UFC, right, Nick? And I actually, you know, we'll get into a lot of the UFC stuff. You've given us awesome, you know, kind of handicapping thoughts and insights into those fights as we've done all these cards. But, you know, I remember I've been out to Vegas for, you know, early May. It's Cinco de Mayo, that kind of weekend. It's always a fight weekend in Vegas. Canelo Alvarez has frequently been the headliner. You know, I know he fights Billy Joe Saunders, and it's kind of not expected to be a close fight, but just kind of describe for people who haven't been out there, and maybe this one will be a little different with COVID and everything, but just the energy and kind of this weekend and this type of fight.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that is by far the biggest and most important fight of the weekend for us. I mean, the action as far as handle goes, I mean, the star power with Canelo Alvarez always fighting, of course, it's going to bring a lot more handle across the board, even to the UFC fight. So electricity for sure. I mean, Circa has a fight warehouse now that they've established, and it's a great place to check out fights. It's phenomenal. I mean, and it's getting packed and people are getting excited. It's just an awesome situation to be in. So yeah, it's going to be just electric, I guess, is the best way I can explain it.
Did you say fight warehouse, Dick? Is that what it's called? Fight warehouse? So just describe that for us. Like, give me a visual here. Like, what's going on at the fight warehouse?
I mean, it's like, I've seen it. Like, I haven't walked into it myself or like viewed a fight there or anything like that. But so I've seen it on like social media or whatnot as well. And I've been told about it, right? Because we work in the hub basically in Golden Gate as far as our risk room goes. But Circa, I mean, they have like the space, I guess, that's pretty like really cool if you think about it. It looks kind of like a warehouse type of theme or whatnot with a lot of space, a huge TV screen, you know, high def TV obviously as well. And they put tables kind of out there and, you know, they're bringing, obviously have waitresses kind of catering to the fans out there as well. And it's just like a big, huge viewing party in a pretty cool separate room that they're calling the Fight Warehouse right now, which is a lot of fun, really. I mean, everybody That's seems awesome. To be enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yo, Canelo's such an overwhelming favorite against Billy Joe Saunders. Is there any way that you can approach that fight from a betting standpoint, Nick?
It's tough. I mean, I personally would lean towards over. I mean, the line itself, we have minus 800 on Canelo Alvarez, the comeback 585. So it's kind of tough to bet. I think Canelo obviously wins this fight. And I think it's kind of hard to bet him at the current price right now, because obviously Billy Joe Saunders, I think, is going to be one of, you know, the toughest fights he's had in a bit. So it's a very competitive fight. If anything, I think this fight has a potential to go to the scorecards. And we might see some interesting scorecards if it goes that route, but anything else, you know, outside of that, it's kind of tough to bet. Maybe a prop. If you do like the under, maybe bet Canelo Alvarez by KO. That's possibly a popular bet out there for a lot of people that are thinking Canelo will finish this fight. But for me, I think this fight probably hits the scorecards. And at over 10.5, the market price out there is about 55, 60. Might be worth a little stab at over.
Nick, we'll get to UFC in a second, I'm sure, and some of the other kind of goings on in the fight business. But with Canelo specifically, just because I know obviously this is a, you know, a decorated boxer who's been around for a while, had some big fights. Is there, you know, a fight looming like in his next kind of couple years? I know he's kind of an older guy too. Is there like an opponent out there that we can kind of get excited about? Obviously, we see minus 800 against a guy maybe we haven't heard a lot about. Is there a fight looming with Canelo or anything we can be excited about in his career going forward?
I mean, I think he's to the point where he could just pick his money fights and pick his spots, honestly. So, you know, I think it's really up to him and what he decides to do. So any fight with him is going to be a huge money fight. So as far as potential prospects are matching up with somebody, honestly, I'm not sure. I focus a lot more on UFC than I do boxing, you know, to be totally honest with you guys. So, I mean, I'm sure there's something in the mix for him coming up in the future. I'm just not sure which direction he's going to go.
All right. With that being said, Nick, let's get into the UFC. And it's a big fight in the weekend, good fight card as well for them. What's your take on Green as maybe an underdog against De Lima in the heavyweight bout?
Man, both of these guys are so tough to depend on, you know, at the betting window, because they're both defensively flawed. They both have some questionable fight IQ at times. So for me, this is a crazy heavyweight fight that a lot of public and sharp action is coming on to DeLima. They think that he's going to be able to take this fight to the ground and pretty much dominate Green. The problem here is DeLima has been submitted in the past, so I'm not as confident as most bettors out there thinking that he gets this done without getting submitted, because Green does have a pretty decent offensive submission game, even off his back. So, and he's got the, those long legs and those long limbs that he could utilize them and make them pretty effective, even if he is put on his back. So for me, it's a tough one, man. I think it's a dog or pass situation. I think Maurice Green does have a potential to stop and win this fight by finish. And again, I wouldn't lay the chalk here. So it's dog or pass for me. I just think that both these guys are really tough to depend on with your money, though.
Nick, we can move on to the co-main event, because I was doing, you know, we do research for the do these interviews, obviously, and just kind of to get a handle on what's going on this weekend. And I see Donald Cerrone's name, and I'm like, really? We're still doing this? I'm like, this is still a thing? Guy who's like, and like literally like breaking records for the amount of, I think, UFC appearances and number of fights and all this kind of stuff. He's minus 177 in his fight. You kind of explain his opponent and the handicap of the fight, but like, how crazy is it just the longevity of this guy too, right?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean, he is definitely one of the best fighters, I think, on the UFC roster, the history of the sport. I mean, he's, because he steps in on short notice against anybody. He's willing to fight anybody, anytime type of situation, and the skill set that he has. I mean, he's so fun to watch when he gets in there, because he brings it on the feet. He has a very underrated submission game and wrestling to go along with it. So he's just, he's an awesome, fun fighter to watch. But you're right, he's 38 years old and he's still going at it. But that's the problem with this fight here. I mean, he has lost, I believe, four out of his last fights. I mean, the last fight was a draw, but it ended up being a no contest. So he hasn't had a win in a while, and he needs to get one desperately here. And it was a great spot for him. He was supposed to originally face Diego Sanchez. And honestly, I think he would have murdered Diego. So that would have been a really good spot for him to come back and get that W that he desperately needed. But that fight didn't play out, didn't work out. Diego's no longer on the UFC roster. And Morono steps in here on short notice, which is a much more difficult fight. I mean, Morono can bring it. He's one of those guys that flies under the radar, but stylistically, it's kind of a difficult matchup. I think Cerrone's going to look for takedowns here and want to get this fight to the floor if he's going to win it here.
How about the other, Nick, how about the other welterweight match where Neil is right now a 2-1 favorite at minus 200?
Yeah, it opened it market wide at like plus 210, and Sharps immediately pounced on Neil Magny because he's the type of fighter that makes it so tough. And his fight IQ, on the other hand, is really good. I mean, we talk about it time and time again, how these fighters sometimes lack fight IQ and they're kind of hard to depend on. Well, with Neil Magny, you know what you're getting. He comes to fight every time. He's just so smart. And with that length, again, that he has, he's the type of fighter that he's facing a striker. He'll utilize his wrestling, his grappling to kind of neutralize the fighter and slow him down and try to take his back, try to get the fight to the floor. And he usually has success doing so. So Jeff Neal needs to kind of stifle that, keep him off him, keep space, and try to knock Magny out. Because if any kryptonite in Magny's game, it's been his chin in the past. And Jeff Neal is one of the most dynamic and explosive strikers that the UFC has seen. So he's definitely capable of finishing Magny if he could keep Magny kind of off of him. But that's why all the bettors are pouncing on Magny at the plus money, because Magny time and time again has come in here and he's performed relatively well. Kind of.
Nick is sorry, guys. Back with us. Yeah, you got it, Nick. Continue in your answer there.
Well, I was going to say, as the price drops, I don't know how much of that you guys got, but I think it's becoming more of a favor to pass situation with Jeff Neal, because I do think he can probably fight smart enough and be effective on the feet enough to do some damage and possibly get Neil Magny out there. But it's all about line value, right? If you were able to get Neil Magny at plus 210 or plus 200 or plus 180, there's some value there. But if you're able to get Jeff Neal as the price goes down, there might be some value opening up there. So it all depends on line and pricing.
Nick, the women's flyweight main event, and I know the main event was supposed to be Dillashaw, but that fight got called off. So now main event, Rodriguez and Watterson. Just kind of, you know, give us a handicapping angle here. Obviously a small line, so it seems like maybe something worth attacking.
Yeah, and I think Rodriguez is obviously the fighter you want to look out for and watch, because I think she has the makings of being a potential champion one day in the UFC. Her striking is so fun to watch. I mean, she, again, has length. She has affecting and durable type of striking, meaning that if she could take it, she could be in a firefight and kind of weather that storm and dish out more than she actually takes. So Rodriguez is just such a fun, again, explosive, effective striker on the feet. Watterson is good across the board. She's going to have the advantage on the ground here. That's why you're seeing a competitive line. If this fight stays standing, Rodriguez will bust Watterson up and maybe even finish her along the way. But if Watterson's able to implement her ground game and get this fight to the floor, which she's going to want to do here, then she has a path to victory. She can win this fight as well. I lean a little bit more towards a favorite here, though. I think Rodriguez is legit. And if she can keep this fight upright, obviously she has a path to victory. And I see her outpointing Watterson possibly even getting the finish here. But again, at 2-1 at -200, it's tougher because the opening line was around -155, -160 for Rodriguez. And that spot, you have to bet Rodriguez, right? But now as it's getting over 200, it becomes a lot more difficult to kind of lay that chalk in Rodriguez. But I do think she gets it done.
You know, Nick, is there any fights on the undercard that you're eyeing that you think there's good value?
I mean, one fight that got canceled, which I was looking forward to a lot, I had a bet on him, was Adeshev versus Benoit. That fight, again, Benoit missed weight and he had a really bad struggle. So the UFC just canceled the fight, which is unfortunate because I had a good dog price in Adeshev around +130. So that's off the board, which is a little bit frustrating. Outside of that, Trezano and Klein should be a very good fight. Everybody's kind of hopping on the Klein wagon because he's such a good, effective striker. And he's kind of one of those guys that has a constant highlight reel when he gets a W, it seems like, right, with head kick knockouts. But Trezano on the other end of it, man, he's not getting any respect. I think the line's a little bit too high. And he is a very solid fighter, Ultimate Fighter winner in the past. I think he gets nothing but better every time we see him out. He is coming off of a defeat, his first loss of his career. So I think the stock on him is kind of at an all-time low, which is misleading. I think he's a better fighter than most people are giving him credit for. So I could see some value possibly on Trezano here in this spot against Klein.
Nick, good stuff on the UFC. We got about like 90 seconds, 2 minutes left. And I feel like even making this transition makes me want to laugh out loud. But, you know, we mentioned the Canelo fight already. Look, I mean, there's a lot of buzz already for this Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul thing. Like, there's videos on Twitter. We're getting in fights in face-offs and press conference. I mean, I'm a smacks of, like, the Conor McGregor where he's, like, throwing water bottles at people and stuff. So, I mean, again, in, like, 60 seconds, kind of your expectation for the handle of this Mayweather-Paul fight and any other thoughts you have?
Well, it all depends. In Vegas, we might not even be able to offer it. We're going to have to get approval because it's an exhibition fight, right? It's listed as exhibition. So I think in other states outside of Nevada, you know, depending on the gaming commissions, you're allowed to kind of offer that line or whatnot. But as far as Nevada goes and at Circa right now, we're not allowed to offer it as far as I'm told right now, right? That could change, but the handle would be nuts, man. I mean, the Paul brothers know what they're doing as far as marketing themselves really well and getting themselves in this kind of opportunity in this spot. So I think it's kind of good as far as marketing goes, as far as media goes, as far as attention goes, but those are kind of circus fights to me, in my opinion. I mean, there's no shot that Logan Paul has to beat a guy like Floyd Mayweather. None at all. It's going to be kind of a easy payday for Floyd Mayweather for sure.
Nick Kalikas, odds maker, Circus Sports, at Fight Odds on Twitter. Fantastic as always. Nick, enjoy all the fights this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend, and thanks for the time.
No problem, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the fights.
You got it. Nick is great. I mean, he really is.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Big weekend, too. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, no doubt. Canelo Alvarez fighting over the weekend. We'll come back. We've got an edition of D-Gen Corner. I also want to see what Ken did last weekend in the Derby as well. It's You Better You Bet right here. Yes, I want to hear. Because misery loves company. BetQL Audio Network.